Despite almost daily news of deadly bombings and violence in Iraq, the American public is paying less attention to the ongoing conflict there. That's the finding of a new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. The survey also finds that growing detachment from news about the war has affected both the public support for the war effort and the job approval ratings for President Bush. Joining us to talk about these findings is Andrew Kohut with the Pew Research Center. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
Now, in some ways, the news that the public is paying less attention to the war is not surprising, since we had a week of almost wall-to-wall coverage of President Ronald Reagan's passing.
Yeah, there was less coverage of the war. But even before the commemoration of Ronald Reagan and his death was known, the American public was paying less attention to the war than they had been in the five previous months of this year. And we find, to some extent, a hardening of people's attitudes toward what's going on in Iraq. We found as many as 35% of the people that we polled saying that the people they know, quote unquote, are less emotionally involved with what's going on in Iraq. So there may be a little bit of an Iraq overload and a little bit of a desire on the part of the public to look past this for a while.
And this despite a daily drumbeat of stories about car bombings and assassinations.
And the widening of the prison abuse scandal to include what happened here in Washington and at what level was it authorized. But still, the American public took a break to some extent.
Does this have anything to do with the fact that those targeted by the violence are more often Iraqi than American at this point?
Well, it may, but I think it has more to do with a little bit of a relief from the horrible news about Fallujah and the Shiite revolt and then the awful Abu Ghraib scandal.
And how has this affected views toward the war effort and whether or not people think the war effort is going well?
Well, we saw an improvement in attitudes. We saw the percentage of people saying the effort's going well rise from 46% to 57%, and we saw the percentage saying we made the right decision in going to war inching back up from 51% to 57%. In effect, what this poll shows is that opinions about the war are resilient. People can come to have a better attitude about it if they see things as not so awful, or if, in fact, things really seem to improve, public attitudes toward the war and the effort could change, and that has great political implications.
And the impact on the president?
Well, President Bush's approval ratings went up. They went from 44% to 48%, where the narrow range that he's been fluctuating in. The polling suggests that most of that increase came as a response to the Reagan ceremonies. At the beginning of the interviewing period, his approval ratings were 44% before Reagan's death. They go up to 50% by the end of the week. And it also has some consequences for the horse race. Bush looks a little bit better against Kerry in the horse race. He has a small lead. He trailed Kerry a month ago by a small margin. And that mostly reflects less strong disapproval of George Bush not changing attitudes toward John Kerry.
You know, there's a big milestone coming up in Iraq with the expected handover of power on June 30th. What does the public have to say about that? Is this the kind of thing that could tune them back into war coverage?
Well, 80% of the American public knows about this, and 42% say they've heard a lot about it. More people think we're going to be able to get our troops out in the next 2 years, 50%, than felt that way a few months ago, when only 35% felt that way. So there's some optimism, some expectation that things might go well for us in the sense of getting our people out of harm's way and that situation improving.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.